Owen, don't run away. Report and possible discussion on Temple Belton Regional Sewage System Plan Expansion Update.
Is Carolyn's seatbelt?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
This is the super site, isn't it? Or the
yeah, this is the remediated Superfund site. This is a revisit from the July item. We've done a little bit more work in fleshing this out since the last time we came to you. We still don't have an action item yet, but we've done some work that we need to catch you up on. Basically, this project is broken down into two phases. And this is one where this is one of the very first regional wastewater operations that we entered into. WMARS here in Waco was one, and then this Temple Belton facility, I believe, was maybe the second one that we did. We operated it for a long time. Right now, this project is due for an expansion. With the rains that we got last summer, they hit the trigger for the state to say, hey, guys, you need to start looking at your design for your expansion. So phase one of this project is estimated at $3 million, and that's where we do our due diligence on our site. There are some easements that we would need to obtain for a force main that will have to come in from the Temple side of the plant. And then there is obviously engineering and design of the actual expansion. We can't do the engineering and design of the expansion until we have the property obtained. And the property, as you know from your last briefing, has a question over it because of the Superfund issue. We don't want to do phase two until we hit the flow triggers. So basically what we'd like to do is get the property, get the thing designed, and then put it up on the shelf to where as soon as we hit the 90% flow trigger, we're able to go into construction. We have everything lined out and ready to go. So that is the plan anyway. Now, there's also a component of this $42 million chunk that is looking at there is an existing composting facility on the site that is going to need some retrofitting, and we're going to have to go in and take a look at that. So let's go on to the next slide. I did neglect to mention that we're looking to do this project, to finance this project through contract revenue debt. Everything we've done through these old cost plus arrangements have been take or pay. Cost plus. We charge an upfront fee for doing the financing on those and it's 0.5% of the project. And then everything after that is obviously cost plus, and then we charge for overhead, and there's a 5% management fee that we charge these folks for operating their facilities. This timeline for this fiscal year is a busy one. We've got this due diligence that we're doing right now. Laura Lee and I are scheduled this week to call the EPA folks to get some questions answered about the site. We are going to talk to the city of Belton about they're right now proposing to purchase the site, and I'm going to show you a map here in just a little bit where this property is located. But we want an environmental site assessment to be performed, whether they do it or we do it, whoever does it. By the time the Brazos River Authority is supposed to take control of this site for this expansion, there needs to have been an environmental site assessment done by someone to prove up that this is a clean site, that it doesn't have any environmental degradation on there that would cause liability for BRA or for the cities of Temple or Belton. We would like to be able to have an idea of what this financing for phase one is going to look like this year. We would also like to be able to have an RFP out and have an engineer selected to work with us on the design stuff. And kind of the piece de resistance in all of this is the old contract is like a lot of the old BRA contracts. It's pretty hard to get through. It's very convoluted. It's full of a lot of terminology that we wouldn't use in a contract now. And it's got some breakdowns as far as responsibilities between the parties that are no longer relevant. So before we do that $42 million financing piece of this, we've got to go back through and do a new contract. That's ticklish because we'll have to involve both the cities in that process. And right now, the councils of Temple and Belton don't like each other very much. They've been fighting over real estate and some development interests and all that other stuff. So now we've got to go play Switzerland and get in between them and get this done in time for us to stay on track with our timeline on the project. And again, this timeline's being driven by flows. It's not being driven by the Brazos River Authority. Their wastewater treatment needs will drive this. Yes, sir.
What do you mean right now that they're fighting? They've been doing that since 1900.
In this job, I have to be an optimist. I have to be an optimist. All right. So Right now, the thing that's taking precedence is doing due diligence on the property. And like I say, we've done some preliminary discussions with the TCEQ. We've also had some contacts at some of the engineering firms give us some rough out numbers on how long it will take to do a proper environmental site assessment, and on a rough order of magnitude, what that's going to cost. So we can give that information to the city, so it's not a kind of an unknown thing or a scary thing for them to see. And there are a lot of folks that do this kind of work, so it ought not to be hard for them to have done. So let's go to slide 4. This is an overview of the site. This is looking northwest at the existing plant. And this is the composting operation that I was talking about down here. This is the Leona River that's right down in here. This is the closed landfill that has been our neighbor and our partner here next door for the life of this project. It is no longer obviously accepting any waste. It's a pre-subtitled D landfill, so it's not in operation. The significance of this is capped, and there's no way for us to use that property. So right now, this project is landlocked. You got a landfill, a closed landfill here. You got the highway right away that's right up here. You got the river that comes down here in a floodplain area that's down there. So there's really only one place to go, and that is, next slide, please. This. Now, this is the old Rockwool site. And the Rockwool site pre-existed this road that kind of bisects the site. This area over here is where the industrial activity occurred. They had tailings piles that constituted the waste material. That whole site has been remediated for some time now and sealed and capped. They did not do remediation activity on this side of the road. It was tested, but at the time it was determined that was not in need of remediation. We will have to have that confirmed when we do our environmental site assessment. So that's the reason for going in and doing the work. Assuming we can get those questions answered satisfactorily, then we'll be coming back to you saying we need to go ahead and do the interim financing, we need to purchase the property, and we need to move forward. If for some reason there is a problem on this property here, we will have to go back to the engineers and figure out a way to put a 6 MGD expansion in on this existing plant site. It can be done, but it's going to be really, really, really tight. And from an operational standpoint, it's not your ideal situation. So I'd entertain any questions that you have with what I've given you so far.
Who owns the site now?
Right now, this site is owned by a company that is based in Killeen. It has multiple liens on it. That's another kind of complicating factor. It has tax liens, it has TCEQ liens, and it has EPA liens. Now, we found out that the environmental liens that have been placed on the property were being placed on the property at the request of the local governmental entities because of the value of this. This is all industrial park type facilities now. All the economic development as far as new industrial facilities is all going into this area here. Belton would love to have that. Even if it's next door to our expanded wastewater treatment facilities, they'd love to have that because there's certain industrial activities that would be well suited to that location.
So are you saying we'd be in competition with them?
No, they're a willing partner.
Right.
Now, we'll probably haggle over the price a little bit because what our idea of the price would be for a Superfund site here that they get on the courthouse steps.
Is it really a Superfund?
Well, yeah, it's the boundary of the whole property is included in the delineation of the site. But as I said earlier, this is where the industrial activity occurred and where all the remediation activities occurred. Any other questions?
What are we composting?
Manure.
Sludge.
We also have lawn clippings and tree trimmings and all that
kind
of stuff.
The only reason I asked that question is that we could expand the plant on that location and then move that somewhere else.
Well, that's something that we would have to look at. There's a floodplain that kind of comes down through here. That's not such a big deal on a composting operation, but when you're talking about doing a wastewater treatment facilities, it's a different proposition. But that's one of the things we would have to consider as an alternate site if we can't get access to this. I mean, if it turns out to be a hot site, we won't go there. We'll have to either look on site here or go into that composting facility. That was one of the areas that I asked about when the engineers came to us first, is what about the composting?
Okay.
part of it.
Have we had any complaints about the odor of that plant?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I drive by about once a month on the way to Fort Hood, and it's...
Kind of depends.
We stopped composting in the heat of the summer because of concerns about that.
So we're going to have any problem about expanding the plant?
Well, part of what we're looking at is completely redoing the headworks of the facility, in part to deal with nuisance odor concerns.
John, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Just to kind of take the pulse of the board, with the we're going fast enough, we could probably finish today, but we're going to push. So if everybody's willing, let's try and finish it today. Everybody okay? All right. But in the sense of fatigue, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and hit, and Jim will take up from there. So